Hi, my name is John Skies, and you're listening to TAPS Talk, a podcast of the Texas Association of Private and Parochial Schools. We hope those of you who celebrate Easter enjoyed your holiday weekend. With the break and our band championships and lacrosse showcase last week, we do not have a regular episode of This Week in TAPS for you this morning. Instead, we are re-releasing a segment from last year on the 2023 TAPS Robotics Championships. We spoke with members of three teams about their robots, their competition season, and their programs in general. The 2024 championship is this coming Saturday in Waco, so we thought it would be nice to play this for you again. You'll hear from us again next Monday. If this is the kind of stuff you like to hear on this podcast, please let us know. You can reach us at TAPSTalk on Twitter or by email at talk@taps.biz. Thank you.
All right, we are all set and we are autonomous in 3, 2, 1, go! And we are underway here in the second match between these two sides. Saber Robotics just missing out on that low junction there for the Blue Lions.
I'm Alex from 9191 Beta Testers. I'm the programmer for the team, and this is my first year doing FTC. Yeah, so our robot was designed for power play. We have a linear slider on it so that it can get the like low and high junctions. We designed it pretty early in the year, so it wasn't like too advanced like some of the other robots, but it gets the job really well done. We have a good gripper at the end, so it can grab cones. One of the big advantages of it is that it's like really fast, so.
Our robot has a horizontal extension as well as a vertical extension. So then hopefully our robot shouldn't have to move much at all during our competition. I'm Jacob Mogelson. I'm the lead programmer for team 12973 Riker Robotics. We're just constantly scoring rather than wasting time moving around. I've been here all 4 years. This is my senior year. You know, there's a lot more mentorship going on this year than there was in years past. I'm trying hard not to like do everything for the robot. I have to teach all of the younger people to keep the program going and keep it alive long past when I graduate.
We have an 18-person traveling team, and then there's also some people that stay behind in El Paso and help us out. In total, we have around 25 people. We're the Cathedral High School Robotics Team, Team 139 from 8 from El Paso, Texas. My name is Ramiro Soto, and I'm the team captain. For this year, we're actually using Dead Wheel Odometry, which are these little wheels down here you see. They're actually connected to an encoder, and that encoder tracks how many rotations it's been doing. So using the circumference formula for the wheel, we're actually able to determine how much one rotation of each of these wheels is. And since we have three on the robot, two on the sides, and one on the back perpendicular, we're actually able to determine the position and heading of the robot at all times. This comes in really handy for autonomous, because even if we bump into other robots or have any unexpected collisions, we still correct and finish our autonomous properly.
This year has been one of the most successful years, being our first time in state and also TAPS again. I'm Arturo Felix and I'm driver and co-captain. And then it was also our second time in regionals and winning regionals.
It really opens you up to a bunch of brand new stuff that I know personally I wouldn't have been able to experience if it wasn't for robotics, such as 3D printing, 3D designing, programming, so many things that I've been able to actually apply and use it to help other people that I know I wouldn't be learning until college, and I've actually been able to get a pretty good grasp on it in high school.
For me, it's the precious professionalism, just like fighting against every team and also cooperating with each other. Like giving you my fight each other, you like cooperate, help each other out.
I think one thing I will say is I'm looking, even though I'm graduating and he's also graduating along with 4 or 5 other members, I think it's pretty safe to say that we're all looking forward to the future of this team, and we know that greatness will follow, and we're excited to see what the team will accomplish.
Hi, my name is Sabine, and I'm a team captain for Moon Mechanics. We are team Moon Mechanics. It's our second active year. Ride Horizons Academy in Garland, Texas. It's really different than how first tech challenge competitions are, like in normal meets and in tournaments. Back there, no one has these like extravagant pit stops and something like that, so it's a little bit different.
So we like to cycle during one cone during autonomous, and then during tele-up, we try to cycle like 6 cones on the high junction, and then we try to make a circuit during ending.
The competitions. The competitions are the most fun part, for me at least. Obviously, it's fun like being with your friends and working on something together. It gets really stressful when you have to finish up your work, and then all the work is paid off in the end. When we go to the competition, we spend a full day together, we have fun at the competition, we present, we play with our robots, it's just really fun.
So last year was our first active season, so we competed in the Fright Frenzy, we were able to win the Winning Alliance for the Super Qualifier there, and we also were able to compete in the Regional Championships. That was a really big moment for our team, because it was our first time ever competing, but also our first time ever getting that far. For Power Play this past season, we were able to be rank one in the Last Call Qualifier.
And we are underway here in the driver control period in the second match. Alliance facing elimination. They're going to try to fight off Full Pet Alliance if possible. And here we go. Saber Robotics successfully placing the cone.
So for a regular season, we start out with three league meets, which is just within our small district of Austin, Texas. And then after that, if you do good enough, you advance to the regional champion, which is we were in Central Texas Regional, and then if you do good enough there, you advance to the state level, which is where we were last week, and then we ended up winning that, so we were on the Winning Alliance, so now we're going to the World Championship, which is in Houston. Hi, my name is Matthew. This is Sahan, Chris, Grace, and Leah, and we are Team 6272 Iron Eagles Prime from Austin, Texas. We are from St. Dominic Savio Catholic High School. We, as a team, have never been, but our sister team made it last year, so we went and like previewed what it was like. And it's so cool. It's in this massive convention center. There are like 25 different countries competing throughout the world. It's an awesome experience. So our strategy going into the game is to run our auto very well, get that down, and then after that, we sort of cover the field, make sure we own every single junction we possibly can, so we just end up dominating the whole game.
Honestly, I came in interested in STEM, and I didn't really know a lot, but because of our mentors and our sister team, it's actually been a really big experience for me in like learning more about the STEM field and all these different career opportunities within it.
So my first year in robotics, I was really interested in the program at first, hearing that Iron Eagles went to Worlds last year. So I joined with like high hopes at the start. I was really involved in everything like designing, programming, and building. So this is actually my first year actually like learning how to program, and not even program a robot, like programming in general. And I learned so much through our sister team, and our mentors helped me so much that they helped us get into like Worlds and this level of competition. So it's a 2v2 match every year in FTC. So we have to cooperate with our teammate and do scouting, which is figuring out a strategy and like finding out more about their strategy and what they're good at, to coordinate together to like find out our best tactic of winning. And this might include fighting what other teams might do. A really good example would be a robot that is able to own their side of the field, and we are able to own our side of the field. And that's one really good combination, so we have a lot of ownership of the junctions. Another really good combination is that one robot stacks cones continuously on a high junction, earning points, and the other one is fighting for ownership points, keeping on adding pressure to the opponents. This is two of the most successful ones we found this year.
So that's actually like one of the funny things that happens, because at the beginning you'll go up to them and say, hey, we're alliance partners, we should like tell each other our entire strategy. And then if you're against them the next match, then you both know exactly what they're gonna do. Kids are trying to like counter their strategy, but they're doing the same thing, so it's just like a whole mess of strategy.
At the end of the regular matches, the top four highest ranked teams will become alliance captains, and they will each choose two additional teams that can be any rank below them, even the second or third place team, to join their alliance. And then once you're on that alliance, you compete with the other alliances, and that's how you can win with the competition. I'd say what set us apart this year, and what I think played a key role in us advancing, is how much time we spent strategizing this year, because the game, I'd say, is relatively straightforward, but with the circuits and all of the different point values, you have to spend a lot of time calculating what's going to win you the game.
We just like to wish all the teams here and all the teams at Worlds good luck as well.
Match that just took place. Will we have a third match? Will this be the end?
It's done.
It's in slow motion, I think. Red Alliance with the victory! And that will conclude our robot game for the evening. The Red Alliance picking the victory. Give the Blue Alliance a round of applause. What an excellent contest between those two sides. Great score over there from the Red Alliance. Folks, don't go anywhere.
The runner-up alliance consisted of Captain Team 886 Saber Robotics of St. Gabriel's Catholic School, along with First Pick Team 6272 Iron Eagles Prime of St. Dominic Savio Catholic High School, and Second Pick Team 9191 the Beta Testers of Northland Christian School. And your champion alliance this year consisted of Captain Team 3708 Iron Eagles Optimus of St. Dominic Savio Catholic High School, with their first pick team 12928, the Light Satyrs of St. Michael's Catholic Academy, and second pick team 13948, Cathedral Robotics of Cathedral High School in El Paso. In individual team awards, the Rockstar Rookie Award went to Team 17348, MCA Horsepower Gold from McKinney Christian. The Robot Design Award went to Team 11093, the Mega Knights of Hill Country Christian. The Innovation Award went to Team 12973, Riker Robotics of Bishop Riker. The Spirit of Taps Award went to Team 13053, Berserk Robotics of Vanguard College Prep, and the Strategic Thinking Award went to Team 18065, Repeat Error of Legacy Prep. And our first ever Sweepstakes Award, combining results from Judge Evaluations and Alliance Competition, went to Team 3708, Iron Eagles Optimus of St. Dominic Savio. This Week in Taps is a production of the Texas Association of Private and Parochial Schools. It is produced and hosted by me, John Skies, the Director of Media for Taps. Brian Bunzelmeyer is our Executive Director. Robert Huckabee is our Associate Director and Director of Compliance. Steve Prudhomme is our Associate Director. Steve Huhulin is our Athletic Director. Rhonda Smith is our Director of Fine Arts. Liz Cornett is our General Manager of Corporate Partnerships. Kelly Bay, Delaney Bunzelmeyer, Will Dixon, and Vicki Morgan help keep everything running smoothly in the Taps office, from transfer paperwork to event logistics to live broadcasts. Music in this episode by Div Kid. Thank you for listening. You can find more about the upcoming TAPS Robotics Championship on our website. That's taps.biz. Just click on Fine Arts, then click on Robotics. You can also follow our robotics program on Twitter. That's @TAPSRobotics, where you can find team updates, links to photos, links to broadcasts, and everything else you need to know as we get closer to the event. We'll see you Saturday for robotics, and you'll hear from us again on Monday. Thanks, folks.